By the third hour of agony, I was convinced he was trying to kill me. I saw the runes pulse slowly on the wooden floor. The entire room radiated power and simultaneously dampened it. The floor of the windowless space was Australian bull oak, with the walls and ceiling being some kind of reinforced steel. It felt like standing in some kind of high-tech mage cell. Around us sat several racks with assorted weights, some conventional and some not. One corner held an old 454 engine block for a 91 Chevy SS attached to a complicated pulley system. Next to it sat a pair of 200-pound dumbbells. Part of me wanted to scoff and say this was just hammer time showing off, but I knew she was strong. I just hadn't realized she was use an engine block for exercise strong. Off to the side, away from the center of the floor, stood Monty, sipping from his cup of tea, and Ursula, lead director of the Damned, and owner of the space we were currently occupying. A little distance from them both lay my hellhound, languidly taking in the scene of my destruction. I refocused on the thin old man standing in front of me. He radiated a deep undercurrent of power, even in this space. His close-cropped hair seemed to glow, a white crown glimmering in the subtle light of the training room. His eyes were still the same, deep, dark pools of emptiness, impossible to read. "Again," the old man said, tapping his short staff on the smooth wooden floor. "Repeat the technique. Attack." I hesitated. He didn't know what he was asking me to do. "I don't think this is a good idea," I said. "I don't have a setting on this thing. It's either a full blast of destruction or nothing. There's no in between." Master Yat narrowed his eyes at me. Easily a 3 on the glare-o-meter, and if I had to guess, he wasn't even trying. "That," he pointed his staff at me to make his point, "is your problem. You lack self-control. What you need is a degree of modulation." "Modulation? As in blasting only half this place apart instead of blowing the entire building into rubble?"
"Do not blow my building into rubble,"
Ursula, our host, grumbled.
"I deal with your destruction on a regular basis. I will not have my HQ reduced to a crater."
"Simon," Yat said with a small sigh, "nuance is your friend. The energy you are wielding requires awareness and subtlety. If you fail to control it, it will control and overcome you."
"Subtlety?" Ursula scoffed. "These 3 are as subtle as a charge of already detonated C4. You're wasting your time, Master Yat."
"My middle name is Subtlety," I said, mocking offense. "I know when to unleash the devastation and when to hold back. Besides, I'm not the one tearing the city apart." Ursula walked over to a counter and picked up a folder, holding it up to me.
"Know what this is?" she asked. "I'll give you one guess."
"No idea. A list of the latest bear sightings in the city?"
"Oh, the humor. I can barely contain myself," she replied with a glare. "No, this is an action report from where I spent my evenings for the last few days."
"The local forest? Where do bears go at night? Do you have a cave somewhere?"
"No,"
she said with a tight smile.
"This bear has been spending her nights in Queens. Do you know why?"
"Lots of trees?" I asked, shrugging my shoulders. "I heard bears love trees." She glared at me, and I knew where this was going.